Listening Library presents Charlie Bone and the Hidden King by Jenny Nimmo. Read for you by Simon Russell Beale. Prologue. The Red King and his friend walked together through the forest. It was a golden autumn, and leaves fell about them like bright coins. The king was tall, his black hair showed not a trace of grey, and his dark skin was unlined. But the sorrow in his eyes was centuries old. M'Thonwy, the magician, was a slighter man. His hair and beard were silver white, and his back bent from years spent in the forest. He wore a cloak of midnight blue, patterned with faded stars. 10 paces behind the men came 3 leopards. They were old now, and not so quick as they had once been, but their gaze never wandered from the figure of the king. He was their master and their friend, and they would have followed him through fire. M'Thonwy was troubled. He knew that this was not one of those companionable walks that he was used to taking with the king. Today their pacing had a deeper purpose. Each step took them farther from the world of men and closer to the forest's heart. They came at last to a glade where even the dead leaves were silent. The grass was the colour of honey, and the hawthorn trees were heavy with crimson berries. M'Thonwy rested on a fallen tree, but the king stood looking up through the bare branches. The sky had turned a burning red, but in a high band of deepest blue, the first star showed. "Let us make a fire," said the king. M'Thonwy delighted in bonfires. He sang in Welsh while he gathered the kindling, and the